Bradley, it's absolutely freezing, but that was blistering at the start of that second half.
Yeah, obviously, I think we was a bit annoyed at being 1-0 down in the first half, especially conceding from a set piece, which is something we've worked on and we've got to get better at. But and we missed a few chances, and I think the gaffer drilled that into us at half-time that we can get more goals. And obviously, the start of the second half, first 15-20 minutes, we was relentless.
Yeah, you really killed them off. I mean, the second goal especially, that counter-attack was just a fantastic move, finished off brilliantly by yourself.
Yeah, obviously it's nice to score goals, and the way we done it was really good. I think the second and the third was from their attacks, and we've countered, and just shows the pace and power that we've got going forward.
How confident is the team and the belief that you've got, because you're on a fantastic run?
Yeah, it's everyone believes in each other in there, I think, and the gaffer's drilled that into us and the staff that... I think we played Bury a few weeks back, and we said after that game we need to go on a winning run now, and obviously we've done that, but the hard work continues. We've got to keep going and climb to the top of that league. That's where we all want to be.
Yeah, Shrewsbury got a late equaliser, but you're keeping up the pressure.
Yeah, that's we can only worry about ourselves. Obviously, we just keep winning games and the rest will take care of itself.
In terms of yourself, I mean, you're just carrying on from what you did last season fantastically.
Yeah, obviously it's nice to score goals and be playing well in a... I think obviously it's a team game and everyone's playing well at the minute. That's why we've won five in a row, so long may that continue.
And there's goals across the team as well, which is fantastic. Charlie Mulgrew, centre half, but he's challenging you guys at the top.
I know, yeah, he's dangerous from set pieces. Obviously everyone knows he's got a great left foot, and then in the box from corners and free kicks when he's attacking it, he's a big boy, so he managed to get on the end of it, and yeah, it's good for him to score another goal today.
Tony talked to us after the game about there was some disappointment there with goals conceded. I mean, is that it's a good sign in the sense that you're coming away from a fifth win in a row, but you're still disappointed, you've still got things to improve on?
Yeah, of course there's lots to improve on. Obviously you can't come away from home and concede two goals every week, because you're not going to win many games. Obviously you can't score three goals away from home every week, and yeah, it's something we've got to tighten up on, because we seem to make stuff hard for ourselves, and we'd rather win 1-0, I think, than 3-2 and be hanging on at the end.
Yeah, being the type of team of, you score two, we'll score three. It's nice for a neutral, but yeah, not for everyone else.
I don't think that's very nice for us on the pitch, obviously, for them to score. And with a couple of minutes left, it's always a bit nerve-wracking at the end. But, yeah, we see the game out well, and obviously it's good to come away from here with 3 points, because it's a tough place to come.